إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, in the series that we started yesterday on being role model for our families and children, yesterday I spoke about the importance of Salah and setting an example with respect to that key part of our lives, which is the responsibility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today I want to talk about another aspect, which is the aspect of sabr and shukr. And the reason I am giving examples from the life of my parents is because, not because they are worthy of emulation or because they are some great awliya Allah or something, but because they were ordinary people. And my whole point is that if anybody can do something, people who are ordinary people can do something and leave behind memories, then all of us can do it. So it's not looking at the example of some great personality, but ordinary, normal people like us. Allah has given us the ability to leave behind good memories which are useful for our children. And every one of us can do it. And with respect to sabr and shukr, what I recall, two things I want to say. One is, my mother, she for at least the last 30 years of her life, she suffered from arthritis, which affected her knees and also legs. And this arthritis progressively became worse. She had osteoporosis to the extent that when we took her for an assessment for knee replacement, the doctor said, don't touch her. He said, her bones are like a web. We cannot do anything with her because there is nowhere to anchor the artificial knee. So he says, as long as she can move, she let her move. That's it. So for the last almost 30 years of her life, she used to move with a walker. She couldn't walk. You had to move with a walker. And obviously that put paid to any social life or anything. Even though we lived in the middle of our family house, she could not even go next door to her cousins, all of whom live around her. She couldn't go. Moving from the bedroom to the kitchen, moving from the bedroom to the dining room, or just moving from one room to another room was a major challenge. She came to visit me in this house once in her whole life, only one time. And that also after a lot of, cajoling and begging and pleading. And that, the reason was not that she didn't want to come, but because the whole issue of getting into, of leaving the house, and the house had one step, which was maybe about 4 inches high. But to negotiate that one step and to get into a car was a major task. Now obviously, this was also very painful. The getting up from a chair was painful, the whole thing was painful. But in her entire life, I never heard her complain about that even once. Never. Not once did she say, I have pain, not one. Even when we used to tell her, we used to, aapko takleef hai kya bolo, toh hoti. Umar hui toh hoti. That was, if you say, even if you do you have pain, she says, yeah, these things happen. What is there to ask about? In the hottest of summer, you used to go and say, kya maa garmi ho rahi, garmi lag rahi. Toh garmi ke mausam mein garmi choti rahi, toh kya hoti bolte tha maa. So if you ask her, do you feel hot in the summer? She used to say, in the summer you feel hot. What else do you feel in summer? Never once, not one single word of complaint. The other thing was, with my father and my mother both, they were never wealthy people. But alhamdulillah, we had enough, for our needs. But there were a couple of times in their life where they faced severe financial difficulties. Today when I think about it, sort of wonder how they face those difficulties. Severe financial difficulties. There was a time when for several years, my parents and four of us siblings lived in one room. One room. With a very small bathroom which was attached to that. That's it. And very primitive bathroom. I mean, today you can imagine what kind of bathroom it was. Just one single room. But in that entire time and other times when there was financial difficulties, never once did I hear my parents say one single word of complaint. Never. And never did they ask anyone for help. These are two things. They never asked anyone and they never complained. My father and mother never left the tahajjud. My father used to say, Allah se maangne ke baad dusre se maangne ka kya sawal hai usse. So you have to ask Allah, what is the question of asking anybody else? They never asked anyone, they never took anything from anyone, and they never complained, not one single word. To this, I mean, today we know, okay, that period lasted for so many years, but when they were in that period, they didn't know whether this period would finish in 1 year, 2 years, whether it will finish at all, whether this is, you know, the rest of it, nothing. And alhamdulillah, nothing changed. I mean, the sense of whatever they used to give in sadaqat, that went on, whatever they did, everything. That didn't stop because there was difficulty. Continue. So sabr and shukr, always. And if you ask them, how are you? It's alhamdulillah. To the extent my father towards his last days, he was a medical doctor himself, but when he used to take him for any treatment to any of the doctors, or some doctor came to see him, and they used to ask him, Doctor, how are you feeling? He said, Alhamdulillah. So one doctor said, then why are you here? You went to the hospital. He said, Alhamdulillah. He said, then why are you here? Kaise hai? Bilkul acha, Alhamdulillah. Phir yahan kya kavastha hai, bol dawa khane. So the whole point is that what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praise and thanks to Allah in any situation that we might be in. So this is, inshallah, tomorrow we'll talk about something else, but today for this I want to remind myself and you that the memory that we leave behind, this is our real inheritance for our children. It's not money and, you know, property and so on. That comes and goes. And tomorrow I'll tell you what my father left me. But seriously, if you look at it, sabr and shukr. And it doesn't mean that there is no difficulty will be there. Difficulty will be there and so on. But how you face that difficulty? One of the biggest benefits of the sabr and shukr was that we lived a very happy life. Alhamdulillah. There was never any moaning and groaning and grumbling and, you know, bad temper and irritation. And no, alhamdulillah. Whatever was there, whatever came on the table, alhamdulillah. How's the food? Very nice. Alhamdulillah. There was no other word other than alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guards what he likes. The strangest thing was that my father, in his last month of his life, he had a seizure and he went into a coma. And that coma, he never came out of the coma. He passed away in the coma itself. And it was a very deep coma. There was absolutely no sign of any feeling or any consciousness at all. Absolutely nothing. The doctors used to come and, you know, test and poke and prod and so on, but nothing. He was totally, completely unconscious. But the strangest thing was that in that coma, if he sneezed, he would say Alhamdulillah. Now, first time he did that, We were thrilled. We said, oh, alhamdulillah, he's come out of the coma. So we, you know, called the doctor, this, that. Doctors came and said, no, it's him. There's no change in condition. But we said, we just heard him saying alhamdulillah. He said, I don't know. Kya sun liye ki bole? Kya nahi sune amma the. We were there. My mother used to literally sit in the room that entire period, and from morning till night, she would just sit there and look at him. And she would do zikr or whatever, and she would look at it. That's it. So she was right there. And when my father arrived, my mother was the first one who knew that he passed away. Because she saw that now he's not breathing anymore. She called my sister and mother, and she said he's died. So in that coma, in that completely, totally dead, unconscious state, when he sneezed, he would say Alhamdulillah. That's ajeeb from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why he did that, or how he did that, or what is the medical process, I don't know. But we know this happened. I mean, this is not an exaggeration, I'm not making it up. This is what happened, we know this has happened. So Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guards what he likes. So we ask Allah to give us the tawfiq always to be in a state of shukr and never allow a word of complaint to pass our lips. That is a very important thing. It is not that pain will not happen and, you know, irritation won't be there and discomfort. All of these are part of life. These will happen. The thing is, when somebody asks, what do you say? What do you say? It's Alhamdulillah. And I want to end with one of the famous stories of Mahmud and Ayaz. Mahmud al-Ghaznavi, he had this slave who also was his good friend and he was very close to him, called Ayaz. And there's this wonderful story of Mahmud. One hot summer, Mahmud was and Ayaz was sitting on the terrace of his palace. And Mahmud al-Ghaznavi was sitting on the chair and Ayaz was sitting on the floor. And Mahmud al-Ghaznavi was, he had a cucumber. You know, in summer we eat cucumbers and so on, and tarbuz. So he was cutting the cucumber and giving to Ayaz. So they were talking, chatting about various things. So he would cut a piece and give it to Ayaz, and he'd cut another piece and give it to Ayaz. And Ayaz kept on taking it and eating it until the whole cucumber finished and there was a last piece left, which Mahmud put in his mouth. He, just one piece, so he ate it. The moment he bit the cucumber, you know, cucumbers sometimes are very bitter. They're very, very, extremely bitter. So when he bit the cucumber, it was a very bitter cucumber. So he spat it out and he threw the piece and he said to Ayaz, I gave you the whole thing and you ate it. You never said anything. He said, pura khira pura de diya, pura kha gaya, kuch nahi bole. Kadwa hai nahi bole. So Ayaz says to him, he says, Sarkar, aap se itni achhi cheeze mili hai. Ye ek cheez ka kya bolna hai? He said, how is it you never complain? He said, I have received so much good from you. What is there to complain about one thing? What do you want me to say? And then he said, aapke haath se mila, mere ko uska khayal tha wala. He said, mujhe kakdi ka khayal nahi tha. Wala, kiske haath se mil rahi? Kaun de raha? Ajeeb, hai? Kaun de raha? So he said, I was not conscious of the cucumber, but I was conscious of who was giving it to me. So he said, what is there to complain? Should I be more conscious of the honor of getting it from the hand of the king? Or should I be conscious of the fact that the thing is bitter? Which one? And ta'ala Allah wa lamzal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is huwa rabbul arshil kareem. Al-malikul haqq la ilaha illa huwa rabbul arshil kareem. And then when we get something from Allah, how can we complain? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see the reality of what He has given us and to be conscious of the goodness of it. And always, always, always to be grateful for it and always to thank Him for it. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.